Welcome to the On Health Podcast by Houston Methodist. I'm Zach Moore. I'm a photographer and editor here, and I've worked in multimedia and television for over 15 years, and I'm also a longtime podcaster.
I'm Katie McCallum. I'm a former researcher turned health writer, mostly writing for our blog.
And Katie, have you ever had the flu?
I'm pretty sure I've had the flu. I have never officially been tested, but there's been a few times where during flu season, I've gotten really, really sick, fever, chills, definitely worse than a cold kind of sickness. So fairly confident I've had it a few times, yes. And I don't choose to get it, that's for sure. In fact, I get vaccinated every year.
The flu shot. You get the flu shot every year?
Every year. Became a habit probably in college where they were essentially, flu drives were everywhere. You know, you'd walk to class and they're setting up for a flu drive. In grad school, they were required because I worked inside of a medical facility. So for patient safety, we were required to get flu shots. It became a habit. And at this point now, I proactively get a flu shot every year.
Mm. You know, I never regularly got a flu shot until I worked at Houston Methodist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, much to your point about how accessible it was when you were younger. You know, you get out of college and you're just kind of out on your own in the world.
It's less in your face.
Yeah, it's not at the top of mind. You know, we're a very reactionary society. So it's like, well, until I get sick, I don't want to be fine, right? But the whole purpose of this is preventative, right? You get the flu shot and then you don't get the flu, right? That's the whole point. And I get one every year now. But when I was younger, like I didn't. And to that point, I remember probably one of, if not the sickest I've ever been in my life, it was the flu. Probably, gosh, 10 or 12 years ago now, came down with it pretty hard. And I had like 104 fever. And it was pretty miserable.
That's scary.
It is. And whenever people ask, what's the sickest you've ever been? And my mind always goes to that. And it was the flu. And I'm pretty sure I didn't have the flu shot that year. So there you go, right? You know, I was young and I was burning the candle at both ends and wasn't really paying much mind to how much sleep I was getting and that kind of thing. And your immune system wears down. And that's when influenza strikes.
Yeah, your immune system's a powerful thing. It protects you from a lot of illnesses, but it can only do so much, right? And the flu shot's that added layer, added bonus that essentially trains your immune system to fight the flu better. So why not get it is my thought.
Yeah, and we are in the midst of flu season now.
Right, and potentially it could be a pretty bad flu season. There's some speculation that it might be, and there's a reason for that. So Australia is on the tail end of a really bad flu season.
And the reason that we can use Australia as a guide is because they're in the Southern Hemisphere and their seasons are reversed.
Right.
Because it's winter here when it's summer there. It's summer there when it's winter here. The same idea of why the toilets flush the different direction down there, right?
Just like that, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All that to say, though, they've had a pretty rough flu season, haven't they, Katie?
They have. This is their worst flu season they've had in quite a while, and not just since the pandemic. This is even pre-pandemic. This is the worst flu season they've had in 5 years. Mm. And as far as why they've had such a bad flu season, whether our flu season here in the U.S. will really mirror what they have had, maybe even whether we're already seeing signs that we might have a bad flu season, you know, that's something we can let the experts talk about. And in fact, we talked to one today.
Who do we talk to, Katie?
We talked to Dr. Wesley Long. He is the medical director of diagnostic microbiology here at Houston Methodist. One of the many things he does is track the number of flu cases that are coming in and out of our hospitals and clinics. Coincidentally, he's also one of our several COVID experts too, which is going to become important since we're about to see flu season overlap with COVID and perhaps a bad flu season overlap with COVID. So we talked to him today generally about whether this flu season really is going to be as bad as predicted and what we need to do to prepare.
If we look back to 2020, at the start of the pandemic, thanks to numerous factors, including the lockdowns of schools and businesses, the fact everyone was staying at home, all the masking, all the social distancing, there was really no flu season to speak of in 2020. And then last year in 2021, as things had started to return to normal and those measures had relaxed, we had a flu season of sorts, but it was fairly mild and wasn't really like typical flu seasons, let's say. And so now we are faced with the possibility of having a more severe flu season that's going to have an earlier start.
And so what's making you and your colleagues and other flu experts worried about this flu season? Is there something you're seeing in particular? Is it what's coming out of Australia that's been the factor that's concerning?
One of the reasons we're concerned is that we can always look to the Southern Hemisphere as a predictor of what our flu season may be like. And that was true in 2020. They had no flu season to speak of, and we had no flu season to speak of. In 2021, flu returned to the Southern Hemisphere, and we saw it return, although it was a mild season. And now in 2022, what was seen in the Southern Hemisphere in places like Australia was that the season started very, very early. So it started months earlier than usual, and then it was particularly severe. And they really saw cases as high as levels they hadn't seen since 5 years prior, which was a pretty bad flu season 5 years ago. So what we're seeing now is that, in fact, yes, here in the U.S., we're seeing an early start to our flu season, especially in Houston. So then the question becomes, are we going to see a severe flu season like they saw in the Southern Hemisphere?
So do we know yet, or is it too soon to know why Australia's flu season was so bad in terms of were vaccination rates low? Is it just there were a couple strains circulating that are particularly severe? Do we know any of that yet?
So it's really a combination of factors. One of the things that likely contributes is because we've had 2 years of a lot of distancing, masking, really 2 years of having very mild to non-existent flu seasons. We haven't had a lot of people who were naturally infected with flu. And then since we haven't been seeing a lot of flu, although some people have been getting vaccinated, getting their flu shots, there's been such an emphasis on COVID, a lot of people have sort of forgotten about influenza and may think they don't need a flu shot because they haven't needed one in the past couple of years because flu hasn't been that big of an issue. So it's probably a combination of both people haven't been getting flu and then they haven't been getting vaccinated. And so there's a very large population of susceptible individuals who can be infected with flu. And so once flu moves into that population, it's able to spread very easily person to person because of the high number of susceptible individuals. And then you see an earlier start to the spread and higher peaks in terms of cases.
And so you mentioned this, and so you're part of a team that essentially examines respiratory pathogens as patients come into our hospitals and our clinics, how much flu are we seeing and some other things. And I know we even have the flu tracker that we use that's looking at across the Houston Methodist hospitals, how much flu we're seeing. So are we seeing things already? I know you mentioned it does seem like the flu season's coming early. Even in our own data, are there any other trends we're seeing?
So the major thing we saw in September was that it really got off to a very early start. So typically in a September, we don't see very many cases of flu on a day-to-day basis. And really around the middle of September, we saw cases begin to spike and go up to the sorts of numbers we typically don't see until December. Often the flu season peaks in late December, January, February. So we're seeing a very early start, and you can see that in our flu tracker at flu.houstonmethodist.org.
We'll put the link for you guys in the show notes, so you'll be able to take a look and actually follow along with the flu tracker if you would like to. With that data, are we seeing any people particularly vulnerable yet or anything like that? Are kids particularly vulnerable? Does it seem to be mostly the elderly? Is it kind of all across the board right now?
So we haven't really dug into the numbers yet on age ranges or who in particular is being affected. But one thing that's important to remember about influenza that's very different than COVID is that influenza has the capability to make healthy young people and even children very, very severely ill, and even to cause mortality in those individuals. And so, with COVID, we got very used to this concept that the people who were most at risk from COVID were people who had comorbidities, people who were older, those sorts of things. All of that was true for COVID. It's simply not true for influenza. Influenza is capable of making very healthy young people with no comorbidities very significantly ill and to even cause death in some of those individuals.
That's a good segue into another question I had. Let's say for people that, do end up getting the flu this season, do you have any tips for treating symptoms at home, but then also knowing, hey, this is getting bad enough, it's time for me to think about going to the ER or think about calling my doctor?
So I think similar to COVID, if you're, having difficulty breathing, if you're, out of breath, things of those natures, it's always worth calling your doctor, perhaps going to seek care in those cases. It is important probably this season to get tested to find out if you have flu or COVID. And then we have treatments for both of those viruses. So there's oral medications to treat influenza. There's a variety of treatments available for COVID, but those treatments don't overlap. It's not, unfortunately, we don't have a single antiviral you can take for both. So it's probably worth getting tested if you have symptoms, getting tested and finding out if you have flu or COVID, and then seeking out the relevant treatments if you need to.
That's a really interesting point. I hadn't really considered, I've never been tested for the flu, obviously have been tested for COVID quite a bit because I was kind of paranoid the whole pandemic. But yeah, it's a good reminder too of better safe than sorry. Also figure out which one you may or may not have. And speaking of COVID, that hasn't gone away. That's still here. So this flu season is kind of already ramping up. Your team also closely surveils COVID spread in that the cases that we see come in and out of the hospital. What are we seeing right now? And I guess my reason for asking is, do we think this is the year we finally get the quote unquote twindemic of flu and COVID kind of spiking at the same time?
So it's a really good question. And I think to some extent we have to wait and see. We did see last year, really what happened in 2021, which was somewhat interesting, was that flu numbers had started to go up in November. And then with Omicron came into the country, Omicron just really crushed flu. So flu went down to almost nothing when Omicron spiked in December. And then when the Omicron wave came down in sort of January, February, then we had some flu cases come back, but it was still a pretty mild season. So it's a little bit interesting to see if we do see a sort of a phenomenon where I think what we're likely to see right now is COVID numbers are going down, continuing to go down. We haven't yet seen any new variants that are wildly different than the original Omicron variant. So we haven't seen another variant. Like Omicron was really very different than Delta, which is one of the reasons it had such a meteoric rise. I think what we're likely to see this season is probably the trend in COVID is going to continue, and we're going to have an early flu season, and then we'll have to see how that plays out over the next few months in terms of, you know, the flu season may peak and start to be coming down by December, January. But then the question is, will we have a COVID wave at that point, thanks to waning immunity or a new variant?
Going back to the silent flu season almost that we had in 2020 during the COVID pandemic, you know, this year we're finally getting to a place where masks are mostly off, I would say. Do we think it's time to embrace some of those COVID precautions during flu season, or is flu just never going to be as bad as COVID? And so it's okay for us to kind of like get our shot, stay home if we're sick, and that's enough.
I think first and foremost, the most important thing to do to protect yourself from flu, just as it is to protect yourself from COVID, is to get vaccinated. If you get the flu vaccine, it's going to do a very good job of preventing severe disease and preventing hospitalization and preventing death. So you want to get that flu vaccine to protect yourself. Same thing with the new bivalent COVID vaccines. We know that our immunity to COVID wanes over time. And so if you haven't had that booster yet, you really ought to get the bivalent booster. It's more tailored towards the strains that are circulating now. It's going to help protect you from COVID, protect you from severe disease, hospitalization, and death. Now, certainly, again, one of the reasons we saw those, you know, non-existent season in 2020 was things like masking, distancing, lockdowns. And we're in a much different world now. So flu is going to be out there. It's going to be circulating in the community. The vaccine is the best thing to do to protect yourself. And then I think everyone has to, you know, think about their own risks, the risks of their family members or household members, and make decisions about if they want to take additional measures like masking or distancing, avoiding indoor crowds, things like that. Those are certainly things that individuals can choose to do to help lower their risk of getting influenza and getting COVID. But I think it just has to be everybody's personal decision, really, to think about, are they themselves at risk? Do they live with someone who's high risk? The interesting thing about influenza, though, again, is that being able to sort of identify who's high risk for influenza, severe disease from influenza, is a little bit more difficult because, again, influenza has this capability and characteristic of causing such severe disease sometimes in younger, healthy people. So it's not as easy to sort of stratify the risk, again, because you could be in your early 20s and think, I'm in my early 20s, I'm perfectly healthy, I don't need to get the flu shot. And there, you know, unfortunately, every year there are cases of individuals like that who get severely ill, and some of whom die from influenza. So it's really important to get the vaccines to be your primary method of protection.
And on the topic of vaccines, maybe just a couple of quick questions that I think people probably have. When ideally, especially in a year where we're having an earlier flu season, when ideally do you want people to be getting vaccinated by?
So I think it's important for people to get vaccinated now because of the numbers that we're already seeing. There's a lot of common knowledge or a lot of wisdom that's been passed around the past few years and pre-COVID where people would say, wait to get your flu shot until October or November so that it helps protect you longer into the spring, since typically it would peak in January or February. And so there was a lot of that sort of armchair wisdom that was being thrown around before the pandemic. Well, now, the problem with that is, since we're already seeing numbers like we typically see in December, there's already transmission occurring. So you want to get vaccinated now because you need to be protected now against influenza because it's going to peak so much earlier. If you wait until November, we could be peaking in November. So again, the whole reason people used to recommend waiting was because it would peak months from now, and cases really didn't start going up typically until November or December.
Since you also mentioned the bivalent COVID booster, can people get both at the same time? Let's say I make an appointment at my local pharmacy. Can I just say, hey, also, can you do my flu shot today? Or do people need to be worried and split them apart?
So you can absolutely get both flu and COVID vaccines on the same day. They'll typically put one in each arm. You can absolutely get them on the same day. So if you're having difficulty getting time away from work or finding the time to go get vaccinated, there's no reason to have to separate those two shots out. You can get them both on the same day. So that's the good news.
Think you can just wait to get your flu shot until you notice your friends and family are starting to get sick? Think again. It takes about 2 weeks for the flu vaccine to fully prepare your body to ward off the flu. In these 2 weeks, the flu vaccine is encouraging your body to create the antibodies needed to help you fight the flu virus, should you become infected. Dr. Long has mentioned that flu season is unpredictable, so consider planning ahead and getting your flu shot as soon as possible. You can get one at your primary care physician's office, a pharmacy, urgent care clinic, or even a flu vaccine drive.
You might have heard that the flu shot can give you the flu. When we get back from the break, Dr. Long separates fact from fiction.
From annual checkups to managing chronic conditions, your healthcare should be personalized to you. At Houston Methodist, our primary care doctors provide customized care for you and your family with more than 40 convenient locations across Greater Houston. We offer a variety of ways to get care, from in-person and virtual appointments to same-day visits when you're sick. Choose your doctor and schedule online at houstonmethodist.org/stayhealthy. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Back to our conversation with Dr. Long. Another question that I think I have heard a lot, and I'm sure you have too, can you get the flu from the flu shot?
You absolutely cannot get influenza from the flu vaccine. I think it's a very common misconception. People will say, well, I got the flu shot and I feel sick, or I felt sick, or I got sick. So hopefully now people, they've been getting their COVID boosters, or, you know, everyone experiences it differently. But some people, you get that immune response after the vaccine where maybe you feel a little crummy the next day, maybe even a day or two. But it's generally short-lived. And that's just your body, you know, recognizing the vaccine and building immune response against the pathogen. The flu vaccine is, you know, recombinant, very much like the COVID vaccine. It's just a couple of parts of the influenza virus. It's not a complete virus. There's no virus there. It can't make you sick. The other compounding factor is that people are usually getting vaccinated during respiratory virus season. So right now, even with the early start to flu, we're still seeing a lot of rhinovirus, enterovirus, all these common cold viruses. And so it's also entirely possible that someone gets vaccinated against influenza and contracts a different respiratory virus at the same time and then feels ill, you know, at some point in that week afterwards. It's not that you've gotten the flu from the vaccine. That's absolutely impossible. It could just be you picked up a different virus in the community. And usually influenza feels different than a common cold. Usually it comes on very suddenly, very high fever, muscle aches. It's very, very distinctive from common colds and other things. So again, don't be worried that the influenza vaccine is going to give you the flu. It's technically impossible. It can't happen.
Also, another good plug for the flu tracker. It's not just a flu tracker. It also tracks other respiratory pathogens. So you can see what else is out there circulating that might be contributing to symptoms you're having if you get vaccinated and maybe don't feel so great the next day. So what are some things that you would like our listeners to take away from today about whether flu season or flu shot?
So first thing I'll say is that if you're 65 or older, you need to be getting the high dose flu vaccination. Most people giving vaccination should recognize that and give you that, but you want to make sure and ask, make sure you're getting the high dose. I know we talked a lot about how younger people are at risk for severe outcomes from influenza. That's true, but also people with comorbidities and chronic conditions, pregnant women, all those individuals are at heightened risk for severe disease from influenza. So it's very important that they get vaccinated.
Got it.
Someone was asking me, too, if you can get COVID and influenza at the same time, and you actually can. So that's something that we saw very early in the pandemic when both were co-circulating. And generally, having both at the same time is really not good, especially early in the pandemic when we didn't have treatments. Now we have treatments for both, but still, you want to get vaccinated for both so you can avoid getting both, because you can actually be actively infected with both viruses, or with influenza and another respiratory virus, because there are other respiratory viruses that circulate in the winter, like RSV and rhinovirus, enterovirus. So you want to be getting vaccinated against the respiratory viruses that you can to protect yourself, to try to avoid being infected or being doubly infected.
Got it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, thanks so much for being with us today, Dr. Long. This was a lot of great advice that I think will get our listeners prepared and ready for flu season. Also a great reminder for everybody to get their flu shot.
My pleasure, Katie.
One takeaway that I found interesting from speaking with Dr. Long was I've never been tested for the flu. I've thought I had the flu because I got really sick during flu season previously. But his point, especially with COVID in the mix now, of if you have some sort of upper respiratory viral infection, to go ahead and get tested so you can know if it's COVID or flu, just because the treatment options are so different. That's something we haven't really been faced with before. We have tests for both. They're both going to be around at the same time. So it was interesting for me to hear that. I don't know that I would have thought to do that had I not talked to him about this.
Yeah, I've never been tested for the flu or even thought about it, because usually you just go to the doctor with your issues and they prescribe you something and then that's the end of it. You don't really spend too much time. Was that the flu? I don't know. Right.
Right. And I think too, I think the flu for me at least has never been so bad that I've needed to go to the doctor. Usually I just have kind of dealt with it at home.
Stay home. You drink
treated
fluids,
symptoms. Yeah. And left it like that. So I've never gone into the office to be like, hey, I think I have the flu. Can you help me? But as a person who I like to know what's wrong with me, and I probably would go in to get tested actually, mm-hmm. now that the thought has been brought into my mind.
Yeah. And you know, since the pandemic, everything is held up in comparison to COVID. And I thought it was very interesting that you guys mentioned that, unlike with COVID, with the flu, there's not like a more susceptible or least susceptible demographic.
Certainly there are people who are at even higher risk, but the flu, unlike COVID, as you mentioned, can affect a otherwise very healthy person, send them to the hospital in some cases where there are no underlying conditions there. This is a person that otherwise is healthy, and now they're getting extremely sick with the flu. Sometimes the outcomes are even worse than that. Now, it's somewhat rare, but that doesn't mean it's not happening. And again, it's as simple as perhaps getting your flu shot and reducing that risk of being hospitalized.
So bottom line, the flu shot is very accessible these days. It's free. You can go to your primary care physician, a local pharmacy. Anywhere you look, if you're at a red light and you look around in your car, I'm sure you're going to see a sign somewhere that says get your flu shot. So keep an eye out for that. Also keep an eye out for our flu tracker. We're going to put the link to that in our show notes today. And we hope that all of you listening stay healthy this flu season and stay flu free. But if you enjoy these kinds of conversations and topics and are looking for more discussions, be sure to share, like, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And for more like this, visit our blog on health at HoustonMethodist.org/blog. Stay tuned and stay healthy.
Houston Methodist Hospital has been named the best hospital in Texas for 11 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Houston Methodist Hospital is the number one hospital in Texas and number 15 in the nation. We are nationally ranked in 10 specialties, the most in the state. For more than 100 years, we have provided you the best and safest clinical care, advanced technology, and patient experience. That's our promise of leading medicine. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.